This is the final weekend you can take part in the 2012 Dallas International Film Festival. Your last chance to see films that otherwise might not enjoy a large theatrical release, like one of my favorites, Under African Skies. This is a documentary about the production of Paul Simon's Graceland and its controversial release in 1986.
The Graceland album started out a cross-cultural experiment. It has become a worldwide hit.
Simon's work, Graceland, recently won a Grammy for Album of the Year.
Graceland, for many, was just a feel-good record that introduced us to great South African artists like Ladysmith Black Mambazo, but it stirred a controversy around the world. Paul Simon recorded with South African musicians, despite a United Nations cultural boycott on the country. This led many to accuse Paul Simon of ignoring the horrors there and of poaching off the talented musicians he met. Simon has always insisted that he was welcomed by those artists and that the songs they created were collaborations. Whatever the actual motives were, the response to Graceland is legendary, and it's wonderful to see video of Paul Simon first meeting these musicians and their jam sessions. It's strange, then, that the only real downfall of Under African Skies is Paul Simon himself, who today seems nothing like the enthusiastic young man we see in the 80s. He still sounds good when he sings, but otherwise seems tired and distant. The South African artists saved this movie, though, because the joy that emanates through their music is as infectious today as it was 25 years ago. They're also the reason I'm giving Under African Skies a B. You can find the showtimes and look over all the other movies screening at the festival this weekend at diff2012.dallasfilm.org. At the movies, I'm Julie Fisk for News Radio 1080 KRLD.